Okay, so today we're going to talk about whether mail is muktzah. Someone asked me a shaila recently, told me that on he had ordered a sefer online, and the sefer had come on Shabbos in an envelope, and it was stuck through his mail slot, and all of his mail lands on the floor. So he saw the sefer in the envelope on the floor, and he didn't know what to do about that, because on the one hand, he doesn't want to leave a sefer on the floor all Shabbos, but on the other hand, he doesn't handle mail on Shabbos because he holds mail as muktzah. So he said, what am I supposed to do in that situation? So the first thing you have to do to answer such a shaila is figure out, is mail in fact muktzah? Is that true? Now, mail could be muktzah for one of three reasons. There are three things that can make mail muktzah. Reason number one that mail might be muktzah is if it comes from outside of the tchum. If it started Shabbos beyond the tchum Shabbos, so any item that's outside of my tchum Shabbos when Shabbos begins is muktzah for me. This may depend on what type of mail it is. Something that's delivered through UPS or FedEx is more likely to have come from outside the tchum before Shabbos. You can track your package and you can see exactly where it is. And it could have been that last night on Friday night it was in North Carolina, and then by the time it could still get to me on Shabbos day. My understanding is, and I could be wrong about this, but my understanding is that when things are delivered by the U.S. Postal Service, generally speaking, by the night before they're delivered, that are already in your local post office. So if it's already in your local post office, chances are it's within the Tchum Shabbos. That's my understanding of the way things work with the U.S. Postal Service. So let's assume, for the sake of this discussion, we're talking about mail that was already within your Tchum Shabbos by the time Shabbos started. Is there any reason to assume that such mail would be muktzah, that you're not allowed to pick up the envelopes that are on the floor when you come into your house? Now, a while ago, the Postal Service spoke about the possibility of only delivering mail 5 days a day, 5 days a week rather, and getting rid of Saturday delivery. That would solve all the problems also, because then you wouldn't have any mail on Shabbos, but they don't do that. They do 6 days a week. So this is a shaila lemaisa. So there are two other reasons that it might be muktzah. One additional reason that it might be muktzah is that if it's usher to tear open an envelope, because it's kareya to tear open an envelope, so mela, whatever the contents of the envelope are totally inaccessible and unusable for you, and therefore it's muktzah, because it's something that you're not able to access on Shabbos. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Mem, Sifkat Mem Aleph, writes, V'lekroa igeres hamechutam, afilu im yizar shelo yishbar osios hachasima, rak yikara hanayar shesviva, gam kenosu l'kulei alma. To tear open an envelope, a sealed envelope, even if you're going to be careful not to tear any letters, is asu l'kulei alma, v'afilu lo marleinu yudi yesh li zahir m'lo l'tzorach gadol. And even to ask a guy to do it for you, a person should be careful not to do it unless there's a tzorach gadol. So it seems Mishnah Berurah says very clearly, you're not allowed to tear open envelopes. If you're not allowed to tear open envelopes, anything that's in an envelope or the entire envelope should be muktzah, because you can't use it for what you're supposed to use it for what it's meant to be used for, which is to tear it open. In the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Yud Aleph, Seif Aleph writes that when you open up a kli in such a way, when you make a hole in a kli in such a way where you can then use that kli over and over again, you can take something out, put something back in, that's tikkun mana, that's a violation of creating a kli. So if you tear open an envelope along the edge where you could take the letter out of the envelope and look at it, or the bill or whatever it might be, look at it and then stick it back in the envelope, which people sometimes do, then you've made a kli out of the envelope, and that would be problematic. The question is, what if you don't tear it in a neat way, you tear it to pieces? So is that mutter because it's mekalkel? So certainly whenever you do something in a destructive way, it would knock it down to a drabanan. It wouldn't be an isur daraisa. But maybe it should still be asur, even if you tear it in a completely destructive way, it may still be asur midrabanan. However, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Shmir Shabbos Keuchsa, Perek Chav Ches, Ha'ara Tes Vav, is quoted as saying that Dikiman Shama Tafa Niskara Ali de Hadbaka, the Achare Kriyasa Regilim Lazorka, that since after you tear open an envelope, the normal thing to do is to throw the envelope in the garbage, Aim Choshin Klal Sheikhavin Bakriyasa Lasosakli. We don't have to worry that when you're tearing open an envelope that you're thinking about making it into a kli. And therefore, he says, it's mutter to tear open in a mekalkel way. He says, va'af in l'kras ha'matafa, the Shabbos Kulchasa on the top of the page says not to even do it b'derech kilkel, but he writes from Shlomo Zalman that Shlomo Zalman thought that maybe derech kilkel, it's not even a chashash that you might come to make a kli, and it might be mutter entirely. since you throw it away immediately, that would be like what the Shulchan Aruch talks about in Shin Yudal Sifches. It talks about chosalos. It talks about these like temporary packaging types of things that they had, where you opened it up right away and you would throw it out like a potato chip bag. You know, after you eat the potato chips, then you immediately throw it out. There's not even a havamina that you're going to reuse the bag for anything. Something that's clearly purely used as packaging would not be considered a violation of making a kli of any sort. Now, what about litzorech? Meaning, what about the fact that you may need the items inside? So, you know, why is it that you're allowed to open up a potato chip bag on Shabbos? Are you allowed to open it? Meaning, what's the heter? So, I was always taught as a little kid that it's for food. So, for food, everything's mutter. So, really, so if you're trying to find food in your kitchen, you can turn on the light. Everything is mutter for food. Ochel nefesh is a concept in Hilchos Yantav. It's not a concept in Hilchos Shabbos. Where does this idea come from that it's for food? So there are different ways of understanding it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has Koron Shmir Shabbos Kol Chas LaParek Tazvav Ha'ar Reish Mantas that opening food packages has nothing to do with its tzorech. It's mutter because it was never a kli and it won't be a kli. Meaning the whole point is that it's just packaging and you're going to throw it out. And anything that's never a kli and won't be a kli, like an envelope, is there's not going to be an issur to tear it open in a mekalkel way, in a way that you're destroying it. Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe, Nigros Moshe, Archaim Chelgalv, Sim Kufchav Beis, Anaf Ches, writes that tearing an envelope is only drabanan, but litzorach Shabbos of any kind would be mutter. So if the contents are something that you could argue is something that's a tzorach of Shabbos, like food, or any other significant tzorach of Shabbos, let's say a sefer in the envelope that you want to be able to read, that you want to be able to use, so that would be grounds to permit tearing it open. Rabbi Ribiat, though, in the Lamitas Malachas book, notes that it doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah Berurah, that in Bir Alecha it sounds like only tzorche haguf. It's not just any tzorach Shabbos. It has to be something like achila that would permit tearing it open. Now, the final reason why it might be muktzah, why an envelope might be muktzah, is forget about the envelope itself, that you're not allowed to tear it. What about the items inside of it? Meaning, could be that if you're not allowed to read what's inside the envelope, so mela, the whole thing's going to be muktzah. Because if you can't read it, then it has no shaychus to you on Shabbos, it should be muktzah. So maybe it would be muktzah for that reason. This is like what Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Zayin Sif Yud Gimel, that shtarei hadyotos cannot be read on Shabbos. Any business-related material, things like that. Shulchan Aruch even goes so far as to say that igros shalom, that even just letters of, you know, postcards from friends, things like that, are also asur to read on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch writes Shin Zayin Sif Yud Gimel, shtarei hadyotos tani chovos, v'chashbonos, bills, things like that, the igaros shel she'ila shalom, and letters, asur lekrosam, you're not allowed to read them on Shabbos. If you can't read it on Shabbos, it would turn out that, if you can't read it on Shabbos, that it's going to be asur to mishum mukta to handle the envelopes also, because the contents of the envelopes can't be used. Now, it happens to be that Rav Moshe writes in Orachayim Chelekei Simul Chavbez Oz Dalid, that the reason you can't read when you get a shalom is because of Daber Davar, that you're not allowed to speak words of Chol on Shabbos, and because of Shema Yimchuk, that there's a concern that you might come to erase. He says Daber Davar is only if you say it out loud, and Shema Yimchuk doesn't apply to Chashuvim, and we're all considered Chashuvim nowadays. So he says Mistama, therefore, would be mutter to be metaltel and to read a letter nowadays, and Yigar Shalom nowadays. But he says, if you're machmir about the reading, then you have to be machmir about muktzah also. So what Moshe essentially says is, I think that most of the things that come in the mail are not muktzah, that you're allowed to, since you're allowed to really read them, they're not going to be muktzah based on what they are, based on any sort of issur to read. But if you are machmir about reading mail, then mimele you also have to be machmir about muktzah, about being metaltel the mail. If you hold that you can't read it, then you can't be metaltel. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that was quoted in Lamitas Malachas, Rabbi Ribiat, and Malachas Kosev in endnote number 56, that maybe even if you hold you're not allowed to read it, it still won't be muktzah, because you could use it for something else. What can you use it for? You could take an envelope and use it as a bookmark. mean, people sometimes will do that. They have an envelope lying around, they want to save a place in the Sefer. Certainly, I know I do this all the time. My Sfarim, half my Sfarim, have envelopes or tissues or something saving a place. I have no idea what they're saving anymore. I long forgot about most of them. But they're saving a place somewhere. People do tend to use an envelope as a bookmark, and that itself would make it that the only use of it is not just for the Davar Aser of reading it, but that it has a Heter use as well, and therefore it would take away the Muktza status of the envelope itself. I was talking to my father about this. I said, yeah, I even have my acceptance letter to law school still in the Chelek of my Mishra Brura, because that's when I received the letter. And he said, at least he got some use out of that letter. You know, so, okay, whatever it was. Okay. Anyway, so let's assume for a moment that it is Muktza, that mail is Muktza on Shabbos. Then the question becomes, which category of Muktza is it? Because some Muktza, you're allowed to be metaltal if it's Litzorach Gufo or Litzorach Makomo, meaning if you need the envelope or you need the place, it's right in your front steps where you walk in to your house and it's in the way. So if it's Litzorach Makomo, you're allowed to move a Klisha Melachta Liser. You're not allowed to move something that's Muktza Machmas Gufo if it's Litzorach Makomo. So what category of Muktza is this? Would mail be? So if the reason that it's Muktza is that tearing the envelope open is Aser, San Lachor, it should be a Klisha Melachta Liser, because it's a kli that's used by opening it up, which is also to do mishum korea, and it's kli shum naktalis. So you should still be allowed to move the mail out of the way. You should be able to be metal l'tzorach gufo or l'tzorach makomo. If, however, the reason that it's muksa, you hold it's muksa, is because of the contents of the envelope, that it has a bill in it or something like that, and it may be both. It may be that it's muksa because you can't tear it open, plus the contents of many of the envelopes is a bill or the business material that you're not allowed to read on Shabbos, then it would be, or a check, those types of things, bills, checks, important documents, those types of things are muksa machmas chesron kis. Muksa machmas chesron kis, you're not allowed to be metaltel, l'tzorach kufo, l'tzorach makomo. You're allowed to be metaltel minatzad, you're allowed to kick them or something, but you're not allowed to be metaltel in the normal way, l'tzorach kufo, l'tzorach makomo. I saw Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen says that he considers most things that aren't bills to be a type 2, what he calls a type 2 kli shemalach tel iser, meaning a kli shemalach tel iser that doesn't have any heter use. For example, a hammer is a kli shemalach tel iser, but you could use it to break open a nut or something like that, because that's a tzorach gufo of a kli shemalach tel iser. What if you have a kli shemalach tel iser where there's no way you could use it for anything that's mutter? So he considers envelope to be in that category and would say that the tzorach gufo, tzorach makomo is not enough. It would have to be a more major tzorach in order to be able to use it. I mentioned last time that Rabbi Balzum told me that when we were in Rav Shechter's shiur, Rav Shechter was speaking about mail once, and he said that he was once with Rav Soloveitchik on Shabbos, and Rav Soloveitchik walked into the house, and he saw there was mail on the floor, and he kicked it aside with his feet. And he said, Rav Soloveitchik was a very, very dignified person. It's not the type of thing he would ever do to kick mail aside. And the Talmidim understood from that he held that it was muktzah, that he held that you weren't allowed to pick it up. Because if you weren't allowed to pick it up, he would have bent down and picked it up. But as we see from here, there's much to discuss about this. And according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, l'chora, for sure, you're allowed to pick up the mail, and because you could always use it as a bookmark, you could always use it for something else, so you'd be allowed to pick up the mail. Now, in the case of the Sefer, the other side of the Shaila is not really such a big Shaila anyway, because if a Sefer is wrapped in an envelope, almost all the Poskim, I saw Rav Eliyashiv writes this way, or said the Poskim this way to the author of the Sefer, Ginzei HaKodesh, that when you're sending, you're allowed to send the Sefer in the mail, even though you know it's going to be thrown on the floor, and you know it's going to be thrown around the post office, because once the Sefer is in an envelope, you're allowed to send it. The only question when it comes to sending Sfarim, the Rav Meir Arik has a tshuva, Nimra Yosher, the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga, just in Daf Yomi recently, says that you're not allowed to be Moser Divrei Torah L'Goyim. So the Sefer Hasidim understands that means you're not even allowed to give us a mashkon, you're not allowed to give us a pikadon, a Sefer Kodesh, to a guy to watch over. So that Rav Meir Arik has an Imre Yosher, a whole discussion whether you're allowed to send a Sefer in the mail. But all the poskim are, because you're giving us a pikadon, but all the poskim are makel on that issue as well, and therefore it would seem that the fellow who had the Sefer delivered on Shabbos could do whichever one he wants. If he wants to be machmir on the muksa issue, that's fine, it's a fine chumrah, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah holds, that to be machmir that way. right? So good. So you could leave it on the floor. That's fine. It's in an envelope. If he wants to be extra machmir on the cover of the sefer and pick it up, so there are many poskim to be samechan that you're allowed to pick it up as well. That you're allowed to be metaltal it as well.